When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Taro International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit taro.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Taro team.
Hey, welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Thanks so much for clicking through. If you want to reach out to us, you can do that on Twitter. We are at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. The Iowa Center for Economic Success has a host of programs. Several years ago, we visited with Amelia Lobo, who has gone on to work with the Development Office of Grinnell College. But seeing how we're talking about small businesses, we thought this conversation might be useful, even today. Let's turn back the clock a couple of years and talk about funding and small business with Amelia Lobo as we look back on a vintage edition of the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
With us is Amelia Lobo. She is with the Iowa Center for Economic Success. She's a return visitor to the News Hour, and we're going to be talking about microloans for small business. Welcome back to the News Hour, Amelia. Good to see you.
You too. Thank you for having me.
Well, so tell us, first of all, you guys have changed your name.
We did change our name. We really felt that, you know, for our clients and our prospective clients, the Center for Economic Success or the Iowa Center for Economic Success really speaks to their aspirations. And so far, our clients honestly really love the name change. We're happy with it.
Yeah. What was it called before?
ISED Ventures.
Yeah, exactly.
What does that mean?
I think we've had that conversation. What does that mean? All right. So one of the things that you do is you specialize in providing microloans for small businesses.
Correct.
So if you're a small business, you want to listen up as to what Amelia has to say.
Yes. Our center provides support for small businesses. And we usually work with individuals that have businesses that mm-hmm. have few employees, up to 5 employees or so. And we call those micro businesses. And honestly, they make up over 90% of all Iowa businesses. With this particular program, we're really, really so excited about it because we know that for that size of business, it can be very difficult to obtain capital. And especially when that business is owned by folks who are female, who are individuals of color, and also individuals with disabilities. And so we are just absolutely thrilled to be able to partner with the Iowa Economic Development Authority to start up this loan program. We work with the clients from the beginning of the application stages. We help them with their business plan. We help them put together their projections. We screen the applications. And once they are approved for a loan, the lender is actually the Iowa Economic Development Authority.
Okay. So when we talk about small businesses and micro businesses, and as you indicated, 90% of the businesses that are really the heart and soul of the business economy have fewer than 10 employees.
Correct.
And so when we're talking about those types of folks getting a loan, and I know this because many of our clients are small businesses, or they've started out as small businesses, and over the years they've been able to build up enough capital, but getting started is kind of tough.
The other thing you mentioned was minority programs, especially mm-hmm. women-owned businesses. And as you know, Iowa ranks dead last in the nation mm-hmm. as far as support of women-owned businesses. So I can understand why that would be a huge target for you.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that women and minority-owned businesses and businesses owned by individuals with disabilities have some really very specific challenges. One of the first challenges is that those are groups that have had a hard time obtaining assets, you know, so it's not like they have tremendous savings that they can put towards a business in the first place. So that's the first challenge. And the second challenge is that oftentimes the businesses that we start, those Main Street businesses that you're talking about, those, you know, businesses that really make up the backbone of our small towns, they're not businesses that have a lot of collateral. And when that is the case, it can be very difficult to obtain a loan, a traditional or what we call a conventional loan from a bank. And so the good thing is that they tend to have very low capital needs. So some of these small loans can really address the capital needs that they have. But they also have that lack of collateral, which makes them not really attractive for a bank loan.
Can you give us an example of the types of businesses that you've helped out?
Sure, absolutely. So we're just getting started. We started doing our loans in April. But businesses that provide things like professional services, for example, businesses that are small retail stores. We have one of our borrowers is she's an event planner, and she has a business that rents out party supplies. And so she was a successful borrower with us. She does have some collateral, but you can see that the collateral that she has is not in the form of a building. It's, you know,
stuff.
It's inventory.
Right.
Exactly. It's the things that she rents out and come back in.
Now, how long is the process from application until you find out whether or not you've been rewarded?
Well, yeah, that really depends. It depends partly on the individual, how quickly they can get their documents together. It also depends on the loan amount. And so for our average loan, we're hoping will be somewhere around $10,000. That loan, once the application is complete, should really take less than a week to be approved.
Less than a week?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That really is.
Yeah.
And how is this funded?
It's funded actually by the state of Iowa. So it's part of the Iowa Economic Development Authority's budget.
Uh-huh.
So we're in a position now where we have this fantastic opportunity. We really want to show the legislature that we're doing a fantastic job and that the loans are, you know, are really changing businesses.
Yeah, this is very important for people to listen and understand, because there's been, you know, the Iowa Department of Economic, the authority,
yep.
has come under fire in recent months because of huge, 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 huge loans or forgiveness opportunities to multinational companies, companies that may not be utilizing union staff to
right.
do the work,
right.
All kinds of things that point to, gosh, is this really the right thing to do? And where's the money for small mom and pop places that are trying to get started? And so,
yeah, so that's a really great point. This is absolutely a program that is built for and targets mom and pop shops, mom and pop businesses, really mom businesses.
Pop can come along too.
Really, the business has to be eligible to be a certified targeted small business. So it has to be owned by a woman, an individual of color, or an individual with a disability. And it really is for small businesses. They cannot have gross income of over $4 million.
Mm, okay. That's I qualify. I'm just going to have to transfer the ownership to my wife.
Well, that we can't do. No. We have to show that she actually actively manages the business.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be problematic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Amelia Lobo, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about targeting small business with money. These microloans that can go to a business that perhaps you're thinking about doing. And so that's so important, you know. And what kind of interest rate comes back on this, do you know?
Well, our interest rate is based on the risk of the loan.
Hmm.
And it goes from 3 to 10%.
Okay.
So a loan that we would consider riskier, maybe it's a startup business, maybe in a riskier industry, would have a higher interest rate.
So if there's a minority business owner out there that's had a business maybe for the past 5-6 years or so, but they're needing a loan to expand or to do something different, they would also qualify?
Absolutely. That would be a great candidate. These aren't just for brand new businesses. These are for businesses that want to invest a little bit of capital.
Excellent. Amelia Lobo, thank you for stopping by and doing this.
Thank you very much.
All right. It's called the Microloans, ladies and gentlemen, and it is from our friends at the Iowa Center for Economic Success. You can find Amelia and her cohorts there. Grow your business, $5,000 to $50,000, a 15-year term, all kinds of cool.
Five-year term.
Yes. Oh, it says 15 here.
Oh, gosh. Thank you.
Got to proofread the old card. Yeah. All right, well, we'll take care of that. Amelia Lobo, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you.
You take care. Once again, that was a piece we aired several years ago, but we thought it was valuable to bring it back in a vintage edition of the Business News Hour. Well, that puts a wrap on this week. Thanks for hanging out with us each day this week. We'll be back on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock with the Business News Hour Week in Review on News Talk 1540 KXEL. For all of us that do create this every day, our engineer is Tyler Hackenmiller, our sales and marketing coordinator is Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is created exclusively for us by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For the entire crew, my name is Michael Libby. Thanks for listening. Be safe, be well, be careful, and most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.